Hey, I'm Dean Cortez, and today I'm excited to bring you a subject that's not only one of the most popular topics I get asked about, but also one of the most powerful tools in building and maintaining sexual attraction with women. I'm talking about sexual teasing. In this lesson, we're going to break down sexual teasing in a way that's more comprehensive than ever before. I'll introduce you to my five types of sexual teases, each with multiple ready-to-use examples that you can incorporate into your interactions right away. But before we dive into the specifics, let's get clear on the fundamentals. We need to understand what it means to tease someone, especially a woman. Teasing, at its core, is about saying something that might seem a little bit harsh on the surface, but is really meant to convey, "I like you." Think back to when you were in grade school and liked a girl. You didn't tell her directly. Instead, you might have pulled her hair, called her a silly name, or playfully mocked her. That's the essence of teasing. Teasing accomplishes a few key things. First, it shows you're not intimidated by the woman or the situation. Second, it demonstrates that you're comfortable around women and don't take things too seriously. Most importantly, teasing is playful. If you're smiling and making light physical contact, the woman will naturally understand that your teasing is all in good fun. Remember, teasing isn't about making a woman feel bad or trying to neg her into liking you. If you come across as a jerk, most women won't be interested. The goal is to be friendly, flirty, and fun. Now let's talk about sexual teasing. The difference between regular teasing and sexual teasing is subtle but important. With sexual teasing, you're using humor to introduce sexuality into the interaction. It's a way of bridging the gap between playful banter and something more intimate. In my experience of approaching literally thousands of women and having plenty of success, I can tell you that humor and sexual teasing are some of the best ways to bring up sex in a conversation. At some point, you need to transition the conversation to sex or attraction between you and the woman. And in my experience, making sexual jokes is the smoothest way to do this without making things awkward or uncomfortable. But here's the key. Sexual teasing should be just that, a tease. You don't want to be too explicit or graphic. The goal is to introduce the idea of sex in a light, playful way that makes her laugh and gets her comfortable with the idea of being sexual with you. Now here's why sexual teasing is important. It does a couple of key things. First, it introduces sex into the conversation without being threatening, setting the stage for a potential physical relationship. Second, it helps to build sexual tension, which is crucial for attraction. A lot of guys think that just being direct about sex will work, but it often comes off as too aggressive and can make women uncomfortable. Instead, sexual teasing allows you to bring up the topic in a way that's funny and non-threatening. In my experience of approaching literally thousands of women and having plenty of success, I can tell you that humor and sexual teasing are some of the best ways to bring up sex in a conversation. At some point, you need to transition the conversation to sex or attraction between you and the woman. And in my experience, making sexual jokes is the smoothest way to do this without making things awkward or uncomfortable. But here's the key. Sexual teasing should be just that, a tease. You don't want to be too explicit or graphic. The goal is to introduce the idea of sex in a light, playful way that makes her laugh and gets her comfortable with the idea of being sexual with you. Now, here's why sexual teasing is important. It does a couple of key things. First, it introduces sex into the conversation without being threatening, setting the stage for a potential physical relationship. Second, it helps to build sexual tension, which is crucial for attraction. A lot of guys think that just being direct about sex will work, but it often comes off as too aggressive and can make women uncomfortable. Instead, sexual teasing allows you to bring up the topic in a way that's funny and non-threatening. That said, it's important not to go overboard. Sexual teasing should be playful, not explicit. You don't want to start talking about graphic sexual acts early on. That comes much later, once attraction is already established. So, when do you use sexual teasing? It can be as early as 3 or 4 minutes into the conversation if things are going smoothly, or it might be 10 minutes in. The key is to start once you've built some attraction, and then use sexual teasing to escalate the interaction. Remember, it's all about reading the situation and adapting your approach to the woman you're talking to. Now, let's dive into the five types of sexual teasing that I use and teach. These techniques have been honed over years of research and field experience, and they're designed to make you a master of sexual teasing. Now here's a quick rundown of the 5 types of sexual teasing we'll cover. Number 1, pushbacks. Number 2, fast forward, rewind. Number 3, sexual push-pull. Number 4, cocky and sexual. Number 5, sexual challenges. We're going to explore each of these in detail, with multiple examples to help you understand exactly how to use them effectively. Okay, so the first type of sexual teasing is called pushbacks. Pushbacks involve making playful, unflattering stereotypes about the woman, prompting her to push back and engage with you. The idea here is to challenge her in a way that's fun and flirty, encouraging her to defend herself or qualify herself to you. This creates a dynamic where she feels the need to prove herself, which builds attraction. Here are some examples. You know, you seem like the type of girl who's all about waiting a month before anything happens. I bet you're the lights-off, missionary-only kind of girl. I can just tell, you're totally the wait-until-the-third-date type. Am I right? You're probably one of those girls who says she's going to take it slow and then ends up falling head over heels, aren't you? I bet you're really sweet and all, but a bit of a prude, right? Nothing wrong with that. Some girls just can't handle me. You seem like the kind of girl who doesn't get out much. Am I going to have to drag you out of your comfort zone? Pushbacks work because they get the woman emotionally involved in the interaction. When she pushes back, she's engaging with you. And that's where the magic happens. By challenging her in this playful way, you're building sexual tension and setting the stage for more flirtation. Number 2 is fast forward, rewind. This involves making an over-the-top sexual comment, then immediately dialing it back in a playful, exaggerated way. This technique allows you to introduce sexual content without making the woman uncomfortable. Here are some examples. You know what? We're going to have the most romantic date ever. Red Lobster, the works. And then, after a beautiful sunset, I'm going to take you back to my place and... Oh wait, you misunderstood me. I don't even kiss on the first date. I'm going to take you out for the best night of your life. Fancy dinner, rooftop bar, the whole 9 yards. And then, we'll probably end up in some seedy motel. Wait, did I say that out loud? I meant, we'll just call it a night and go our separate ways like proper adults. So after our date, we're going to cuddle up with some Netflix and then... Wait, I think I got ahead of myself. Let's rewind. I'm actually very shy. I don't even hold hands until the third date. Fast forward to rewind works because it allows you to introduce sexual content in a way that's clearly playful and not to be taken seriously. By rewinding, you're showing her that you're just messing around, which makes her laugh and relaxes her. It's a powerful way to escalate the interaction while keeping things light. Number 3 is sexual push-pull. This technique combines warm and cold behavior, alternating between sexually accepting and rejecting her in a playful manner. This technique creates a dynamic where she's never quite sure where she stands with you, which keeps her intrigued and emotionally engaged. Examples: you're really sexy, but I'm going to need you to keep your distance. I don't trust myself around you. You smell amazing, but I'm going to need to back off before I get carried away. You're totally my type, but I don't know if I can handle you. You're trouble. You look like the kind of girl who gets guys into all sorts of trouble. I should stay away. But I kind of like it. You're cute, but I bet you're a handful. I'm not sure I'm ready for that kind of challenge. Sexual push-pull works because it's emotionally confusing for the woman, which makes her more invested in the interaction. By alternating between warm and cold, you're creating a roller coaster of emotions that keeps her hooked. This technique is especially powerful when combined with physical touch. The 4th type of sexual teasing is what I call being cocky and sexual. This is a variation on the classic cocky and funny approach, but with a sexual twist. It's about making statements that are both slightly arrogant and sexual, which allows you to introduce sexual topics in a lighthearted way. Examples: I'm glad you're treating me like a real person. Most girls just see me as a piece of meat because of my looks. You know, girls have it easy. All you have to do is put on some makeup and you can have any guy you want, but you haven't fooled me. I know your tricks. I can tell you're trying to reel me in with that sexy stare of yours, but it's not going to work. Okay, maybe a little. You're giving me that look again. The one that says you're thinking about taking me home. I'm on to you. Feel free to throw your panties at me anytime. It's a natural reaction to my charm. Cocky and sexual works because it flips the script. Instead of acting like you're trying to win her over, you're playfully acting as if she's the one trying to win you over. This creates a dynamic where she's more likely to invest in the interaction, and it allows you to introduce sexual topics without being too direct. And the fifth type of sexual teasing is making sexual challenges. Here, you playfully challenge to create a dynamic where she feels the need to prove herself to you. This technique is about setting up a scenario where she wants to demonstrate that she's not as innocent or inexperienced as you're playfully accusing her of being. Examples: you seem really sweet, but I bet you've got a wild side that you don't show everyone. I'm not sure you can handle someone like me. Most girls try, but few succeed. You're giving off this innocent vibe, but I have a feeling there's more to you than meets the eye. You're not as innocent as you look, are you? I bet there's a whole other side to you that you keep hidden. You're trying to act all proper, but I can tell there's a little devil in there somewhere. Sexual challenges work because they tap into a woman's desire to prove herself. By playfully challenging her, you're creating a dynamic where she wants to show you that she's not as innocent or inexperienced as you're suggesting. This builds sexual tension and encourages her to engage with you on a deeper level. So in conclusion, sexual teasing is a very powerful tool when used correctly. It allows you to introduce some sexual energy into the interaction in a way that's fun, flirty, and non-threatening. And by mastering the five types of sexual teasing, you'll be able to build sexual attraction with women much more effectively. Before I go, here are 25 more examples of sexual teasing. You seem like the kind of girl who acts all innocent, but I bet you're a real troublemaker when nobody's watching. 2. I can tell by the way you're looking at me. You're trying to figure out how to keep up with someone as confident as me. 3. You're totally trying to seduce me with that cute smile of yours. Nice try, but it's going to take more than that to win me over. 4. I see what you're doing. You're trying to make me chase you. Good luck with that. 5. You're playing hard to get, but deep down, you're probably hoping I'll take you on the adventure of a lifetime. 6. You're trying to be all cute and flirty, but I bet you're secretly thinking about kissing me. 7. I can tell you're one of those girls who likes to tease guys just to see how they react. It's adorable, really. 8. You're giving me those puppy dog eyes, but I bet there's a little devil hiding behind that sweet exterior. 9. You're not fooling me with that innocent look. I know exactly what's going through your mind right now. You're trying to act all proper, but I can tell there's a part of you that's dying to break the rules. 11. You're totally pretending not to notice how charming I am, but I can see right through it. 12. You're doing that thing again, acting like you're all shy, but I bet you're thinking about how to get me alone. 13. You seem like the kind of girl who loves a challenge. Well, here I am. 14. You're trying to be all mysterious, but I'm on to you. I can tell you're secretly intrigued by me. 15. You're playing it cool now, but I bet you're imagining all sorts of naughty things about me. 16. You're pretending to be all sweet, but I know there's a wild side you're just waiting to unleash. 17. You're totally trying to get into my head, but don't worry, I'm enjoying the game. 18. You're acting all innocent now, but I bet you're thinking about what it would be like to kiss me. 19. You're trying to be all cute and harmless, but I know there's a part of you that's a total vixen. 20. You're pretending to be disinterested, but I can tell you're having fun trying to figure me out. 21. You're giving me that look, you know, the one that says you're secretly trying to figure out if you can handle me. 22. You're playing it cool now, but I bet you're wondering what it would be like to spend more time with me. 23. You're acting all shy, but I can tell you're the kind of girl who loves a little bit of danger. 24. You're trying to be all reserved, but I know there's a side of you that's dying to break free. 25. You're totally trying to get under my skin, but nice try. I'm enjoying every minute of it. Okay, that's the end of this module. Talk to you soon.